second question, how should the dua of Laylatul Qadr be utilized? Can it be uttered in a form of a dhikr anytime during the day and night without limiting it to a number, or only in the qunut and sujood of the night prayers?
Sheikh said, with regards to Laylatul Qadr, indeed, this is a great night. And it continues from the time of the sunset all the way until Fajr. And so anyone who says dua during this time, regardless of whether it's inside the salah or out, anyone who says a sincere dua at this time, sincerely asking and begging of Allah, then Allah will bless him and honor him, answering this dua of his. And this is one of the means of attaining the goodness. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what's in the hearts of the believers. When the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what she should say if she were to reach Laylatul Qadr, he taught her sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu al-afu fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you will pardon me. You love to pardon, so pardon me. So this is the dua that we should be saying during these nights, hoping that Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive us. For certainly if Allah forgives a person, he cleans him of his sins, and he will enter Jannah. So we should constantly be saying this dua during these last 10 nights, from the time of sunset all the way up until Fajr in the morning, exerting ourselves and making dua inside and outside of the salah, as we don't know which of these nights will be Laylatul Qadr.